It's been an interesting couple of days. Let's see. Well, I do know that last night I had to go get him from his buddy's house. He went over there because found out one grandfather is dying. Now another grandfather is dying. Only this one might really be. You know, that the other one really isn't, but, you know, I don't know. Nobody told him and his family, which is, you know, that's nice and charming. Whatever. I really hate his family. I really, really hate his family. They're a bunch of bastards. But what do you say? Anyways, yeah, he made me come get out. It was cold last night. He made me come get him with the baby at 10 o'clock at night. And then, and he wasn't far away. I mean, it was like maybe 5 minutes, but still. You know, it takes 5 minutes to get out the door and get down to the car and put the baby in and get over there, and then he doesn't get out. And then the next thing, I'm having to deal, you know, so then he's like, no, I'm going to stay here. And I'm like, oh, why does my life suck so bad? So he stays there. And I come home. I literally was in the house maybe 10 minutes before he calls up again. He's like, come get me. I was ready to kill him. He was just controlling and stupid, and you know. But I mean, he was crying most of the time. Makes me feel bad for being so mad at him. But he's so self-centered. He's so incredibly inconsiderate. He just thinks that everything should be however he wants it, and he's so very long. Cover up, boom. And starting to make me sicker and sicker. I've been downloading drug samples right now because I still don't have much money and bills are piling up and stuff, but I'm downloading books to my Kindle and trying to get some perspective on everything. You know, just see what options there are, but I'm beginning to see there's really no options. The voice recorder broke. I was going to have to get something else. Really wasn't a good option anyway. That thing didn't work very well. But, you know, and trying to do my step things, not, you know, tools. And I see why I stopped is because I was not doing work. And I was going to just continue on. But there is so much stuff that I need to catch up on that I really think I would be doing myself in the program on this justice. Just continue on from that point. So I think I'm going to keep with the gathering of information and reading stuff as I go through and post stuff to the group. Yeah, I made a group, not a support group, I hate support groups, but a group for self-improvement, and I'm posting stuff, and I'm hoping people are enjoying the information. You know, and yeah, I can't remember what happened the other day, but how bad it's been. We've just been drinking and drinking and drinking. I know it was okay for a couple of days. Like one day I didn't drink, and then another day I did drink. It's been, one thing he did, we had sex a couple nights ago, and it wasn't like the other night, but it was alright for the most part, and he said he missed a girl that used to be crazy and give killer blowjobs and stuff, and it ruined the whole thing for me because it pretty much made me realize that he killed that girl. He killed her with the forcing me to have sex, whether he believes he is or not. He killed her with every time he ever hit me. I don't know if she is truly dead, but I know I thought I was jaded before. Feels like a lifetime ago, and it feels like a whole nother person. I was always depressed. I was always cynical as all hell. But there's a lightness and a believability and a joy. And I haven't felt that joy in so, so long. So anyway, I'm trying to heal. I'm trying to make things okay. I'm trying to get by. I'm trying to make things good for my son. I don't know how much longer I can take this. For anyone who's been following this, or just for myself, we aren't getting the 2-bedroom. I think it was stressing him out. I think it was stressing me out. And if I leave him, I don't know which situation's actually going to leave him in the better spot, to be honest. I mean, the other way, he could have gotten a roommate. This way, he's stuck here alone. Part of me likes that a lot. I don't mean to be cruel, but I've seen recently in meeting his mom and dealing with his mom and with him, there's two types of people in this world, two different types of the way people deal with things. You have his mom, who is sad her father is dying and loves him, is still seeking his approval. in my opinion. Even though he's dying, you know, now that he's dying, or always has, I don't know if it's a new thing or what. He's like, he's my dad, I love him. I forgive him, blah, blah, blah. Even though he beat her and abused her all during her childhood, and she's really not realizing what he did, he completely destroyed her. You know? And I agree with all the other people who think his son should have been an abortion, because you know what, he should have been. It would have done the world a goddamn favor. You know, but I wouldn't have my son. Or maybe I would. It'd just be in a slightly different package. His soul is his soul, and his soul was coming to me. Did it really matter who the other generic genetic markings were? It was a different package. It still would have been my baby. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, you have this forgiving sap. You gotta let go of that anger. You gotta forgive. Sounds like some AA Bible thumper talk to me. And then you have him. He is one of those people who holds on to the anger, holds on to the hate. And then he just, makes it go away. Or, I don't know what I'm saying. And he holds on to it, and he holds on to it, and he holds on to it. And with it fester in his stomach. And then he's all, and he gets all sappy when the people die. You know, like his grandfather, who I know was abusive to him. He said, I was never nice to him. I'm like, I'm sure there was a reason for that. Because he was abusive. I'm sure he was abusive. What, was it grandma? Was the grandma the one, the abusive one in the family? I'd almost believe it. If you'd met the woman, you would too. One of the coldest bitches I've ever seen. Could be that your personality could be because, you know, maybe it was beaten out of her too. I don't know, but his grandpa, I'm sure, is a piece of shit. And that's how his dad and his uncle became pieces of shit. And that's how he became a piece of shit. I'm sure every one of them, a long line, were all pieces of crap. But, you know, whatever. And then there's me. So we have forgive the bastards, hate the bastards, and then regret it when they die. And then you have me. Nice little in between where you know, maybe it's I never forgive you, but I forget. Maybe it's I forget, but I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. Probably closer to the truth. I just move on. Process and move on. I hate you. I'll always hate you. But I'm not going to let it fester and ruin my life. I'm going to forget you. I'm going to feel sorry for you. I will get you out of my life. That's all I want. Really. What I want, truly. You know, I'm coming to the realization that this man will never, ever change. Because I don't believe he has what's needed to change. And if he can't change, which I don't think he will, not enough. He's in mid to late 30s. How much work it takes to change when you're in your mid to late 30s? Yeah, he doesn't have enough to change what he is.